Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from June 26, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. And looking at yesterday's performance, mixed for the indices we follow on the video. Saw a little bit of a rebound out of crude as well as gold. Nasdaq indices finishing in positive territory. S&P 500 pretty much flat for the day. And then on the downside, Russell 2000 S&P equally pulling back there. We also saw international equities and a little bit of a split there with developed markets down 55 basis points. Just slightly positive. But looking at the chart of crude oil, still not enough to get it to reverse back into a column of X's. Seems to be settling around the middle of the trading band here, sort of this prior near-term resistance that had developed. Not too surprising as far as chart action may go to see it settle right here. We'll see if it holds, because from here, maybe below 62 would ultimately move it back into a negative trend. So we'll watch that in the very near term. Then looking on over to gold, did see it reverse back into a column of X's after giving that sell signal during Tuesday's trading. So at least seeing it continue to find support around this 3300 range as well. Now looking at the S&P 500, while we didn't see any additional chart action, we did see a move to a new all-time chart high there with yesterday's action. We also saw the Nasdaq 100 do the same, moving to an all-time intraday chart high. Even I believe it was a closing chart high for index as well, but not quite for the S&P. But nonetheless, still both sitting near highs on their charts. From here, move above 6150 would be a new all-time chart high, but we have seen prices improve to the extent that we see indices near highs now, or at least making new highs. But then looking at the indicators, we do see the 10-week for the NYSE ultimately reversing down into a column of O's. We're still seeing a lot of stocks hover around their 50-day moving average, majority of them still maintaining above. But this is really sort of the near-term test. Haven't quite seen as much movement. Have mostly seen increases out of 30 and 40-week indicators. So we're still seeing stocks maintain above, or at least improve above, those 150, 200-day moving averages. But as we can tell with a lot of these short-term indicators, they're beginning to kind of be range-bound here at high levels. So we're seeing some of those stocks come down and test that 50-day moving average and really hover around it at the moment. Now, looking at individual stock action, we do see Micron Technology with an earnings beat. They are up this morning pre-market just above 130. So we'll extend it further into overbought territory at this point after clearing resistance that dated back to the latter part of last year. They're in that one teens level. So we've seen a pretty good run for MU, improving up to a five for fiver with a few weeks ago there on the chart. Next one we'll talk about HB4 company, FUL, up 10% this morning pre-market after beating and raising guidance. So currently seeing it trading at 61. We bring that up because it's given a series of buy signals showing the potential for a fourth buy signal, but also we may see it test that bearish resistance line and move above 62 there would ultimately lead to a trend reversal for this low attribute name that's sort of been building off of lows here. So we'd keep an eye on that as trading transpires today. But as always, if you have any particular questions about a position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.